If Women's History Month were to have been celebrated in the 1800s, it would probably have focused much of its attention on women's accomplishments within the home, as Rita Smith explains.
In the 19th century, as America became more industrialized and men moved into the factories and professions, the home became the women's sphere. This division of labor gave rise to an ideal about women, which asserts that they belong in the home, and promotes ideal womanhood as consisting of four cardinal virtues: piety, purity, submissiveness, and domesticity. Without them, historian Barbara Welter notes, all was ashes. With them, a woman was promised happiness and power. These ideals had widespread acceptance by middle-class American women and a major impact on most women's lives. Collective and individual biographies of women written for girls during this time praised these ideals. The editor of Women of Worth, a book for girls, published in the 1850s, admits, "It is no doubt often a difficult matter for an enthusiastic young woman to settle happily into the harness of everyday life." But he hopes that these exemplary lives will teach some to be kind, some to be quiet, and all to be cheerful. Many women included in this book were deemed worthy because of their relationship to a man. Martha Washington, wife of George Washington, for example, is praised for reading the Bible for an hour every evening, for constant attendance on her husband, and for keeping order and perfect harmony in her home. She is called the true wife. Isabel, the Queen of Spain, is identified as the Catholic friend of Columbus, Anne Flaxman as the sculptor's assistant, and Mrs. Wordsworth as the poet's companion. Some women did achieve things on their own as writers, missionaries, teachers, and reformers, but the domestic side of their nature is praised as much or more than their outside accomplishments. Charlotte Bronte, best known now as the author of Jane Eyre, is identified as a dutiful daughter, and is particularly praised for spending most of her time caring for her blind father and an aging servant woman, and seeing to household duties. Welter points out that forces were afoot in the 19th century, which eventually forced women to play a more active and creative role in society. But throughout the century, many books such as Women of Worth intended to inculcate into young girls the four attributes of the perfect woman: piety, purity, submissiveness, and domesticity.